Welcome to the Healthy Podcast, presented by Melrose Wakefield Hospital. My name is Rob Branya, and I'm pleased to welcome today's guests, Dr. Lawrence Conway, Chief of Cardiology at Melrose Wakefield Hospital and Assistant Professor of Medicine at Tufts University School of Medicine, and Danielle Patarelli, Clinical Nurse Manager of the Cardiovascular Center at Melrose Wakefield Hospital. Thank you both for being here, and welcome to the Healthy Podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Rob. We're delighted to be back. We did this about a year ago, and it's always a welcoming event to talk to our community.
Excellent. Well, we love having you here. So heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in the U.S., which brings us to the importance of knowing and understanding your risks for heart disease. So to start things off, let's define the term heart disease and talk about the things everyone should know about their own risks.
So there's various forms of heart disease. You know, heart disease can be blockage in the arteries of your heart, can be weakness of your heart muscle, can be an electrical instability of the heart, which is an arrhythmia, heart failure, and those are the most common ones. You know, people sometimes forget that heart disease is the most common form of passing away or dying in the United States and across the Western world. It's actually been that way for 100 years, and unfortunately the rates are going down, but it's still the case. If you look at heart disease deaths, they're more than if every type of cancer added up. So it's really important what we do in the Cardiovascular Center. We're there for the community to prevent and treat heart disease and make us a healthier community.
So can we talk a little bit more about causes, risks, and some of the things that we can do regarding prevention?
In some cases, it's hereditary. Family history is a big factor. Lifestyle, diet and exercise, and just making healthy lifestyle choices.
One thing that's a little sobering is that, you know, hypertension, just high blood pressure, which most of us will get at a certain point in life, is a really important cause of heart disease. And what we need to recognize is about 40% of people have high blood pressure that they don't know that they have. And it just reinforces the idea of going to your doctor or even going in, get it checked in the pharmacy or whatever, but go to your doctor and they'll always check your blood pressure. And it needs to be checked again and again because blood pressure goes up as we all get older. So about 40% of us walking around in Melrose and Wakefield have high blood pressure and we don't know that we have it. Another really important thing is smoking. So smoking, if you wanted to pick one thing to give yourself heart disease, you'd pick up a cigarette, unfortunately. So when our parents smoked, they didn't know how bad it was. And, you know, unfortunately, my dad died of lung cancer, which is from smoking, obviously. So if you smoke, you need to stop. If your family member smokes, you talk to them about stopping. Talk to your doctor about stopping smoking. It's really hard if you smoke, and Dan and I take care of a lot of people who smoke. To get them off cigarettes is probably the hardest thing that you can do. You know, we see people all the time who come in with a heart attack, and the last time they smoked was the day they had that heart attack.
And it's never too late to quit, you know.
Right, exactly. You can actually repair the damage you've done from smoking. Even if you've been a heavy smoker for decades, in about 7 years, the body has the ability to repair itself. So it's our bodies are amazing things, and we have to cherish them. And stopping smoking is a really important thing to do.
Danielle, I know that you're talking to people in the community and giving talks and lectures, but as an overall society, are we doing enough?
I think as generations go on, we're doing a better job. I think it's really important, like Dr. Conway said, to know our numbers, our blood pressure numbers, our cholesterol numbers, and, you know, being active, you know, 30 to 60 minutes per day is a really important piece in preventing heart disease. And I think on a whole, we're making better nutritional decisions, but yeah, we're not seeing it in our numbers like we'd like to. Do I think we could do a better job? Yes, I do.
Yeah, and we've done, you know, kudos to the members of our community because people, they hear the message, they do a better job. Sometimes it's hard. I mean, you go home from work at night, you're tired. Do you really want to go for a walk? You try your best. Try your best at the dinner table to eat healthy, nutritious foods. You know, you slip up on the weekend or a holiday, that's okay. But, you know, in the back of our minds, thinking, you know, this is really an important thing to do. You know, back in the 1950s, one in two people died of a heart attack, which is amazing. And now it's about one in eight. It still terrible and a lot, but think of all the things that people have done in their own lives to try to prevent that.
And let's turn to some of the exciting things that are currently happening at the Melrose Wakefield Hospital Cardiovascular Center. It's just one of a handful of cardiac catheterization labs in the state of Massachusetts for community hospitals. Between that and our affiliation with Tufts Medicine, what is the importance of all of that, and what are some of the things that we're gaining by those things that we do?
I think it's really important to speak about our cath lab being in the community and being able to service our patients in the local areas rather than having to go into Boston for these procedures. Over the years, we've really advanced things in the cath lab, taking care of more complex patients and saving lives, truly. You know, a patient comes to the hospital having a heart attack and, you know, they come through the doors at Melrose Wakefield ER and they're in our cath lab under, you know, the national average of 90 minutes. We have a great door-to-balloon time, giving credit to our amazing interventional cardiologists that work in the cath lab, and we have great outcomes.
Yeah, Danielle's absolutely right. So this is something we're really proud of, and it's a team approach, so it's, you know, great nurses, great techs working along the outstanding cardiologist. We've actually, you know, pat ourselves on the back a little bit, we have an amazing outcome in the last 5 years particularly. We're as good or better as some of the academic medical centers downtown. We've saved lives every year. We do it, you know, it's 24/7, so Danielle and I are up in the middle of the night, 2 a.m. We have to, you know, get out of bed, maybe brush our teeth, maybe not, rush to the cath lab and get there from the time the patient gets to the ER to the time we need to open their arteries, 90 minutes. So rush in, get the patient on the table, open their artery, and we do that over 90% of the time. So some remarkable results from a remarkable team. And as Daniel said, we're really doing many more complex cases at Melrose Wakefield. We will probably do more coronary cases than some of the academic medical centers this year. We have the backup of Tufts Medical Center, which is fantastic. Sometimes we take care of some very sick patients, so we need to put pumps in their hearts, and Tufts is there to take the patient to have them convalesce at Tufts Medical Center. We've had some patients in our cath lab go from the cath lab to go on to heart transplant, which is has saved lives, and it's an amazing thing. So I always remind patients when they walk through the door of Melrose Wakefield, they're walking into a universe of the best possible cardiac care anywhere. And it all goes back to the amazing team that, you know, we worked extraordinarily well together as
a
team.
We are definitely a family.
So can you talk a little bit more about some of the tools, some of the technology that's developed along, you know, the years that you've both been there, and what an advantage that gives us, having that availability?
Yeah, so a couple things. So, you know, I'm old enough to have trained before cardiac stents, which is the main thing that we do now. So when we used to open arteries with balloons. Now we have the latest, greatest stents that are coated with medication so that if you put a stent in someone's heart these days, the chance that stent is going to be fine, as long as we know, is 95%. So they're amazing devices. Some of our patients come in quite sick. You know, if they come in and cardiogenic shock means that their, you know, blood pressure is not enough to support their organs and their lungs aren't working, so, you know, in dire straits. And it had been the case that 75% of those patients wouldn't survive in that situation. We have a device called the Impella device, which is a pump we put in someone's heart through an artery in the leg, and that supports the patient so we can open their artery, put a stent in. And many of those patients have survived over the last 5 years that we've done, patients who would not have survived 5 years ago. A new procedure in the cath lab now, we can actually fix arteries that, when arteries get diseased over time, they get calcified, almost like a bone. And, you know, people know about getting kidney stones broken up with a thing called lithotripsy. We can actually do the same thing in the heart now. Put a small catheter in that delivers sound waves into the arteries of the heart to open artery that's really calcified so we could put stents in. And that's a new thing in the cath. It's a new thing to the United States, a new thing in the cath lab that we offer at Melrose Wakefield that is only otherwise offered in academic medical centers. So a lot of exciting things in the treatment of heart disease, and we're taking care of, Danielle knows, we take care of lots of elderly people, and we do it quite well. It used to be that, you know, someone was 90 that had a heart attack, well, like, you know, you kind of treat them in comfortably, but one of those patients we take to the cath lab and they do fine, you know. They got to 90 for a reason, so they're often tough. That greatest generation, they got there for a reason, so they do really well.
Yeah, they really do.
And there are other people who pass through the cath lab, electrophysiologists, vascular folks. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other types of things that are being done in the cath lab?
Sure. We have the cardiovascular center is really a wide variety of vascular surgeons, interventional radiologists, electrophysiologists, one in particular. We have Guy Rosen, Dr. Rosen, who comes and does EP ablations and pacemakers and ICD implants here at Melrose. We have Dr. Cortez, who's doing amazing peripheral work. A lot of times people think, you know, heart disease is, or arterial disease is just in the heart, but if you have it in the heart, it's in, you know, other areas, and Dr. Cortez is really great about working in the peripherals and the legs, doing AAA repairs, and then our interventional radiologists are there doing other cases as well.
It's really cool to walk into the cath lab on a given day because you'll see five different specialists doing the highest end procedures at the highest and the highest level. Our patients get amazing care. Danielle mentioned Dr. Rosen. He's a world-class electrophysiologist from Tufts Medical Center, but also from Melrose Wakefield Hospital and the Cardiovascular Center. And he has brought the next level of electrophysiology care. So people have heart rhythm problems. We take care of most of those at Melrose Wakefield now. The vascular surgery piece, a lot of that, what had been surgical disease before is now treated with procedures to the leg. And so that's been a burgeoning part of our practice in the cardiovascular center. So it's a very busy place during the day. It's a very exciting place to work with, a great group of doctors and a great team.
And with all of this incredible technology and all of these tools, a lot of heart health comes back to the basics: eat right, exercise, et cetera. So now, about the importance of exercise, not only in keeping healthy, but also in healing and recovery. We have the incredible cardiac rehab program that's reopened. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I love talking about cardiac rehab. Mm-hmm. Cardiac rehab had closed pre-COVID, which was a big hit to the community, and I didn't realize what an impact that made until we reopened in May. It's been really nice for me to see and experience as the clinical manager of the cath lab and a prior nurse in the cath lab. I was always involved in the acute caregiving of heart patients. Now I'm really seeing the full circle. You know, they're in the cath lab, they have their event, they're scared, and now I'm seeing them come back into cardiac rehab, and we're there on that end as well, helping them transition into their everyday life, helping them get back out into the community, decrease their stress, learn those new ways to make changes in their lifestyles, one change at a time. It's a group of patients that just support each other and want to be there. They're excited about the progress that they make, and it's really a nice benefit that we give to our community to be able to have this right in the back door. They come twice a week for about 36 sessions. They're there for about an hour. They consult with a nutritionist. They see the doctors bop in and out and give lectures. It's staffed with amazing nurses and exercise physiologists. It's just a great program. Since we've opened, we've graduated over 70 patients.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And clinically, the importance of this type of a program, what are the benefits there? And what do we see, and why does this work?
So you can imagine if you had a heart attack or bypass surgery and, you know, scary time in your life, and you're out of the hospital, at home, scared it's going to happen again. Cardiac rehab program is a program where you come with a group of other people who have been through the same thing. And there's this camaraderie that gets built, and people share experiences. oh my God, I was feeling that, is okay, am I gonna get better? The team in cardiac rehab, first of all, my friend Danielle here is a very humble person. She almost by herself brought cardiac rehab back to the hospital. So she knows that's true. She's shaking her head. But it's an amazing thing for the community. The clinical benefit is that cardiac rehab is the only medical program that exists anywhere in any type of medicine or surgery that if you participate in it, you live longer, which is amazing. So imagine if someone said, oh, you can participate in a six-week program and you're going to live longer. Everyone would say, oh, my God, sign me up. The only problem with cardiac rehab is people finish the program and they graduate and they come back and says, can I do that again? it's amazing. And it expands what the physician does because the patient's in there two times a week, lectures, getting their blood pressure checked, we're adjusting medications, they're getting better. And some of these people are really limited. They could barely walk when they started, and then they're walking around their neighborhood when they finish. So it's an amazing thing.
They wouldn't be exercising otherwise because they know that they can exercise in a safe environment while they're being monitored by healthcare. So it's nice.
Well, it sounds like a lot of amazing things happening at the Cardiovascular Center. And we're thankful for all the work that you and your teams do there. Do either of you have any other closing thoughts?
I think it's important for the community to know that the signs and symptoms and like what to look out for.
Yeah.
And how important it is to recognize those and not think that this won't happen to me or this is probably nothing, it will pass. We've never said, oh, why did you come? We've always said, thank God you came. And would much rather say that or say it's nothing and go home and we'll, see it another time versus say, oh, geez, you should have come to see us sooner. So I think stressing the importance of recognizing symptoms and being aware.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about those symptoms. What should people be looking for?
Yes, so symptoms of heart disease can not be what's just in the textbook. Men often get typical chest discomfort, so chest discomfort in the middle of their chest that goes up to their jaw, their arm, associated with, shortness of breath or sweating. There's some, often, their spouses just didn't look well. And those are pretty common symptoms, and obviously if you get those, you should call 911 and get to the hospital. Many people's symptoms are different than that, particularly women. Women are tougher than men, let's face it, we all know that, Rob. So women will have some symptoms and maybe ignore them a little bit because they're going to go away. And then symptoms can be just shortness of breath or just really tired or indigestion or just feeling off that day. And so to the women out there, if you feel something that's wrong, tell your family, call 911 because that can be a heart attack. If you come to the ER and are not having a heart attack, we're delighted and say you didn't have one, you can go home. But God forbid, you miss it at home because the earlier you get to us, the more likely we're going to fix you and you're going to be fine. The later you get to us, there's going to be some problems sometimes. I just want to mention, too, that we've seen a lot of patients who've had a cardiac arrest and have been resuscitated by a coworker or a spouse, and it just brings up the issue about CPR in the community. We want the Melrose Wakefield community to be savvy in CPR and basic life support because it may be in your lifetime that you're going to save your spouse, your sister, your brother, your coworker, the guy who passed out on the street. So learning CPR, and we're glad to reinvigorate a program about this again. CPR in our community, everyone should know it. Dan, you had a program with kids in high school, right?
Yes, yeah. We used to, reach out to every local high school and train all the juniors of that class, hands-only CPR. And we actually had a few stories where they used it and saved lives. So it was a great community.
Well, great. Thank you so much. Dr. Lawrence Conway, Chief of Cardiology at Melrose Wakefield Hospital. And Danielle Paterelli, Clinical Nurse Manager at the Melrose Wakefield Hospital Cardiovascular Center. Thank you for being here and for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks for having us.
If you enjoyed this podcast, have feedback, or want to suggest future topics, please drop us a note at community@tuftsmedicine.org. The Healthy Podcast is co-produced by Melrose Wakefield Hospital and Wakefield Community Access Television. For more information on this topic, listings of community events, or to find a doctor, visit tuftsmedicine.org. All content heard on the Healthy Podcast was created for informational purposes only. This content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or qualified provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.